Prince Crux grinned at his brothers, Saber and Ranger, and beckoned them forward with the claws on his hand. His armor was up, and fire raged inside of him, ready to burst free. He wouldn't use it, of course. Calling on fire during a sparring match was bad form, and he'd never hear the end of it. No, he was going to beat his brothers fair and square. Saber and Ranger were equally distant from him, and both were breathing hard. The fight had been going on for nearly half an hour, and they all knew Crux was winning. He always did. And his brothers weren't about to change that. He tipped his head back and laughed with the joy of the fight. Battle called to him, and he wanted to charge. If he was in his other form, he would bat his wings and soar, raining fire down on his enemies and clashing in the sky with whoever opposed him. But Saber and Ranger weren't defeated yet. Crux was too busy laughing to see his brothers exchange a look or read the plan that formed silently between them. The two of them charged, and Crux had to dart away to avoid being taken down to the dirt. It was on, and now he felt the challenge. Working together, Saber and Ranger were an actual threat, and as the minutes ticked by, Crux began to worry his winning streak might be coming to an end. His face was smudged with dirt from a lucky hit, and his muscles were starting to cry out from heavy use. He wanted more. But before he could make a counter move and show his brothers exactly where they stood, a gong sounded, calling the sparring session to an end. Ranger skidded, colliding into Crux, and they both tumbled to the ground. Saber punched a hand in the air.
"I'm victorious! Last dragon standing!"
"The stars deceive you, brother." Crux and Ranger got to their feet, and judging by the look Ranger was shooting him, the two of them were ready to team up against Saber. Last dragon standing. Ha! A servant stood beside the gong, holding on to the mallet, a worried look on his face, as if he wasn't sure he should strike it again. Crux checked the time. "Our session is not scheduled to end for another turn of the dial, Yotar. What is it?" He wanted to fight more, but Yotar wouldn't stop them for something trivial.
"The king has requested your presence, my prince,"
Yotar said with a slight bow.
"He instructs me to inform you that the younger princes are welcome to continue to train."
Crux didn't like the sound of that, and his first instinct was to let Yotar know it. But Yotar was a servant and merely the messenger. Crux leashed his anger and let his form bleed away so that he was fully a man. In peacetime, it could be seen as an act of aggression to approach the king in warrior form, and he didn't want his father to think that he was scheming to take the throne early. No. Crux was more than happy to leave his father to rule while he lived his own happy life. "I shall attend him once I've showered off this muck," he said, gesturing to his face. Yotar's lips flattened into a thin line of disapproval. No doubt the king wanted to see Crux immediately. There was no winning. If Crux didn't wash, his father would censure him for being dirty. If he did, he'd be censured for making the king wait.